Greetings, dear family. We read in Proverbs 12:21 that no harm befalls the righteous, but the wicked are filled with trouble. Mother Claire began, "I miss you, Lord."
"How much?"
"Lots and lots and lots."
"And what are you going to do to remedy that?"
"Help me cling to you, please."
"I will, if you will give me the time, my dear one."
"Please guide me, Lord, in how to use my time."
"I will drop little hints. How would you like that?"
I bowed my head and we were nose to nose. He began, "Oh, Claire, this is so very hard for me. I would really love it if you all could spend time consoling me, meditating on my passion, which I relive when such dire circumstances lay before me. There are many, many prayers being lifted up to me. Although they cannot stop what must be done, they mitigate the severity and cause more mercy to flow in each circumstance. This comforts me, my bride. Truly, your prayers for the world bring me comfort, like a warm, fluffy blanket covering my shivering body. Truly, they do." He began weeping and weeping, his holy head hanging down. "Oh, if only you could know, if only you could see what I see. The little ones, the innocent, terrified, traumatized, and helpless. Pray for the little ones. How I long to pick them up into my arms and take them away. But these too must go through the grieving steps. Yet I bring them deep comfort and peace that defies all logic. There is no way to escape what must happen. All of mankind must experience it, yet some who are so tender will be spared the agony and find themselves in a field of flowers with other children welcoming them. War is gruesome and something you cannot explain adequately. It has to be experienced and is literally hell on earth. Demons of hatred beyond comprehension are set free to maim and destroy everything in sight with unbelievable hatred. Ever since they fell, they have been storing up wrath for the days ahead. My angels will be gathering souls. Please pray for them. And the souls who will be given their last chance to respond. I want to thank all of you, my beloved ones, for applying your hearts to prayer. The more you press in, the deeper you will go, and the more graces that will be released to assist you. Thank you for saying that they should journal in the morning. I know it is not always possible to pray when your day gets off to a rough start. However, you can structure your time. Do you know that I wait for you every morning? That's correct. I wait for you to awaken and begin your day so I can talk to you. I don't always use words. You may receive impressions to call someone later or check on something else that will lead you right into journaling. Truly, my little ones, I wait for you to awaken. And then consider how I can get your attention so we can be together. I have things to tell you, and I treasure those times when you actually take a few moments and share your concerns as though you believe that I am listening. Because you are right on. I am. Many of you have been given the gift to hear me, for real. But you dismiss the thought as though I don't exist in your universe. Others recognize and believe.
Those are the ones I can work alongside with. Mother Claire gave you good counsel. Would a good father give his child a snake when he asked for a fish? Pour out your heart and expect a fish. Expect me to answer you. Then write it down and keep writing until the voice stops. After that, you can go back and discern it. Every day I have something to say to you. Every single day. And right now, the grace is there for you to receive a breakthrough. And that was the end of his message. We love you, dear family, and we are praying for you.